I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight.
Great to have you in on a Football Monday. Sean and RJ. Sean Sharif is out today. Myself, Eric Schiaffalo, in for Sean. We got RJ Choppy, Roy White, and Troy Hughes. Holding it down. We have Foreigner tickets to give away this hour. You do not want to miss it. And we'll get into the Witten conversation. Is Witten about to head to New York with Jay Jeezy? We have the Mortensen audio from yesterday. We'll get into that coming up next. But the championship Sunday has come and gone. We have our Super Bowl matchup. Chiefs, Niners, everybody but Roy White wanted this to be the outcome. And we'll get to Roy's heartbreak shortly. But Mahomes, absolute beast, and the running game and defense for the Niners, this is going to be quite the matchup in the Super Bowl. I still can't get over the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo only had to throw the ball 8 times and still was able to put up 37 points and win by 17. And Aaron Rodgers now, that's the question I want to ask you guys. What happens with the Packers? What happens with Aaron Rodgers? Because he's getting up there, his play has declined, and the Packers were pretty fortunate this year. I don't think anybody believed in the 13-3 record that they had. It's going to be tough to duplicate that once again. Is Rodgers, like, where does Rodgers go from here? Do we still talk about Rodgers over the next 2 or 3 years as one of the upper echelon quarterbacks?
No, because we haven't talked about him in the last 2 or 3 years as one of the upper echelon quarterbacks.
I know you haven't. That's fair.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, everyone's coming at me. Oh, how the heck does the team run the football and win the NFC? Conveniently forgetting that while I may have to that may have been a shot to me, failing to mention that I had the Aaron Rodgers thing pegged 3 years ago.
That's true. You've been on it. You've been on it.
Packers this year, fraud. They barely scratched ever the power rankings for us. We all had them out for most of the year.
Yeah, the analytics community has been out on Aaron Rodgers for a good couple of years, and I think RJ was at the forefront of that for our show as calling that. Sean and I weren't as quick to call that, but I tend to agree. This was Aaron Rodgers' last chance to get there. Even though I will say this, doesn't the NFC look like it's about to open wide?
It's been wide.
In the next couple of years, Drew Brees is on his potential last leg.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is at the end of it. Who knows how long the 49ers can keep this around if they're going to rely on a defense that's a little bit variant.
Yeah.
Right?
But listen, it's been wide open. Just think about this. In the same era, okay, in the same era that Brady and Manning and Ben made the Super Bowl every single year, okay? Every single year since 2004, it was Brady, Manning, or Ben, with the exception of 2012 when it was Flacco. In that same time frame, you have had, from the NFC, you've had the Rams, Eagles, Falcons, Panthers, Seahawks twice, now Niners twice, Giants, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, Giants, Bears, Seattle. Like, it's been a massive group. You have very few repeats compared to the AFC, which was Steelers, Colts, / Broncos, whichever team Peyton was on, and the Patriots, with the exception of the Flacco year. So the NFC's always been the wide-open division, always been the wide-open conference. The AFC's the one that has been closed off. Well, now, like you said, Roy, with Brees on his last leg and Rodgers on his last leg. So you got those two guys out. So now you're looking at any combination of Goff,
Wilson,
Russell,
Wentz,
Dak.
Dak, yeah.
And then you've got guys like Jameis, who Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan? Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Jimmy G in the Niners. I mean, I think the Niners are going to be here to stay for at least a little while. That defense is still relatively young, especially those guys in the front seven. Jimmy G, you know how young he is. And Kittle's very young. They're running backs. It seems like they could pretty much put anybody back there and have success. And Kyle Shanahan, young phenom head coach. This is his third year, and he's already going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if you go and look at that and you break that list down even
that's
more.
It's going to be a tough division, though. To win consistently.
Oh, no question about it.
Yeah, yes. With those quarterbacks. And Kyler Murray coming up.
Yeah,
don't forget.
I mean, it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me because the Niners went from 4-12 to the NFC champs. And it wouldn't surprise me if they next year are closer to 4-12 than they are to 13-3. Because that's just the way the NFL is.
Yeah.
And when you rely on anything but a quarterback, your chances of doing the same thing next year become more difficult. This defense won't be as good as it was this year, next year. You know how we know that? Look at the Bears this year. Had the Bears drop off. Had the Jaguars 2017 drop off. Neither one of those teams had a quarterback. Now, if Jimmy Garoppolo is a really good quarterback, and there's he was a top 12 quarterback in just about everything this year, like all the metrics. I mean, so
he's a solid quarterback. It's hard to hate on a guy who's like 21-5.
Yeah, he's better than Mitch. He's better than Bortles, which is the last two teams that had this kind of formula.
Right. Right, but they are young up front. I still think they'll be a good defense. Will they be as good? Maybe not. Richard Sherman, does he return? Who knows? But on the flip side, when you look in the AFC, I think we all agree Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to be here for quite some time. If you're the Titans, are you throwing a bunch of money, Roy, at Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill?
Look, the Titans are just like the Cowboys and one of the few teams hoping that a CBA doesn't get done before the new league year starts, because they got to do something with both Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. And after the runs they just went on and the importance that they showed they were to that offense, I don't think it's possible that the Titans can get out of there without either paying them probably more than they're worth or tagging them.
And why, so they're hoping a new CBA? What does the new CBA have to do with it?
Well, because if a new CBA doesn't get done by the new league year, then teams will be able to use the transition tag as well as the franchise tag. That's why that's coming into play, is the transition tag. Is the transition tag is about the transition of the CBA. If a new deal gets done, the franchise tag is the only tag that will be available, and that's why it's important for Cowboys and Titans fans hoping that a new CBA doesn't get done before the new league year, and that's probably unlikely to happen in the next month and a half. But it's an angle of it. I think the Titans will have to keep them around, though, because they showed how important they are to this team. On the other side, though, with the Chiefs, like, how do you not see that sticking around for the next several seasons?
Yeah, like when you talk about the coach quarterback and just the general solid organization that is the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they're about to give a ton of money to Pat Mahomes and the rest of the roster is going to take a hit for that. When you have Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're going to be involved every single year for it feels like the next decade. Unless Mahomes goes down, he's so good that even last year they had the worst defense in the entire league and they still made it a play away. They were an overtime away from the Super Bowl last year, and that was with the worst defense in football and the first year Pat Mahomes. And in the playoffs, 3-1, the dude's been unbelievable. Pass rating of 115. He's thrown no interceptions. He's got 11 touchdowns.
And by the way,
shows up in the big games.
Think of the two games they played. How many drops Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill had.
Yeah,
each of them, between those two games, probably had two or three drops. And those were perfect passes from Mahomes that he put right on the money.
Right.
He looks like he's going to be here for a long time, but I wanted to play this piece of audio for you guys.
Yes.
Because this is one player in particular. Chris Jones was a guy who was very disruptive. You know, the fact that he was able to play in that game was a huge boon for them. But the guy who got the game-sealing sack, Frank Clark, actually spoke after the game with ESPN's Jeff Darlington and had a Richard Sherman-like performance.
Past two games, he's gained 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We sit in this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me, and all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions, AFC. That trophy that got my own and last name on it, that the KC. That KC. Ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, the was gonna change. Look at the we the best in the world.
Go join.
Okay. Is that live TV?
Yes. That was all on television. This coming after, of course, Clark said before the game about Derrick Henry, he's not hard to hit. He's just a big guy. 240, 245, 250, honestly, he shouldn't be running harder. He should be running harder at his weight and at his size. I don't see no difficulty in tackling him. He's just easy to me up front because I don't look at any running back like they can't be tackled. He's not one of the best guys at breaking tackles to me, honestly. And Clark kind of proved that. I feel like the Chiefs' offense kind of proved that and took Derrick Henry out of the game because he was getting what he wanted in the first half.
First half, he was on pace for 120 yards, but he still wasn't averaging what he did against against Baltimore. He was averaging 8.5 yards a carry through three quarters.
Well, he averaged 6.3 against the Chiefs earlier this season.
Yeah,
when
but
he played
in
him.
This game, it was in the fours.
Yeah.
Which
3.6 for the game.
For the game, but you know, but before halftime, it was in the fours. When they still had a chance. When they were up 17-7, it was in the fourth. And that's okay, but it's not nearly. I mean, you're talking about doubling it against the Ravens at 8.6. So, like, I mean, seriously, at that point, like at 8.6, that is better than any pass or on the level of any. It's the same as any pass. At four, you're cutting that in half. And that's not nearly as good, and that's why they weren't able to win. I mean, he wasn't getting the same that he was able to.
Yeah, it's a massive difference. And for those wondering, yes, Andy Reid did say that he is going to go on a bit of a diet before the Miami Super Bowl just so he can rock those Hawaiian shirts and feel good about himself out there on South Beach. So he'll probably skip lunch today or something, get back after it for dinner. Also, if you want to make the Super Bowl, you pretty much have to get the bye. Because this is the seventh year in a row, both Super Bowl teams received a bye in the wild card round. So when I know we always talk about all you got to do is get into the playoffs, even if you're just one of these wild card teams. And I know we've seen it before, the Giants in years past. I think the last team to do it was actually that Flacco Ravens team
that didn't have a bye.
This adds some more intrigue to the idea that the NFL floated out there of adding a playoff team to me. I would like only one team to get a bye instead of two.
Why is that?
Going forward. Because I think that extra, first of all, you have to play the entire 17-week season out for the most part because everybody's still fighting for that top spot, that number one spot.
Yeah.
And I just don't love, we talk about the league of parity and we all love it for its parity, but now for seven straight seasons, it's one of the two. You've got to be in that position.
Right.
But then if you do it that way, then it becomes like one of one.
Yeah, that becomes even more non-parity.
I think it would be less likely if it was only one team getting a bye. I mean, obviously it would be less likely, but I think it would even out a lot more often.
If you had only one team getting a bye, I think you would find that over time, that one team would have a far greater chance at making the Super Bowl. I just think they would be the only team fully rested. I don't know. I mean, do you really want to water down the product? What is the best? The best part about the NFL postseason is the one and done. It's also the worst because it creates you don't always get the best team winning, but I like it also because it's very exclusive, the postseason. I want the postseason to be exclusive, not like the NBA where more than 50% of the teams make it. That's just trash.
It would be 14 of the 32, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
No, it's a good conversation to have. We'll get back into the NFL weekend that was next hour.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.